All right, here we go. This is an Eternity of Basketball. An Eternity of Basketball is part of the Globally Ballin' Network. Catch Mukbang with Jojo Maraginot with Kat and Jamie in episode 6 of that show on the Globally Ballin' Network. Our most popular episodes, Bernie Fabiosa at number 1, all the way down to Freddy Obaldi. Ako, crisp pa bookends, but there are some Toyota guys in there. And because it is Toyota Day, we'll talk about that later. GloballyBallin.com is where you can see original articles, audio, video projects. Check out the Globally Ballin' Network. Catch our episodes live on Twitter. Follow the Twitter page of Globally Ballin', and we're live there right now. Linktree.com/GloballyBallin', the link you need for easy access to all of that. All right, here we are. This is episode 164. Ako po si Charlie Cunha together with Jay Mercado and Sid Ventura. Sa araw na ito, ang ating guest for the second week in a row. It's a guy from San Marcelino, from Adamson University, a King Falcon at one point in his career, also played, of course, on the RP youth team in 1972. Tapos Toyota, di ba? Toyota in the Mika, Toyota in the PBA, also played for Mariwasa Honda, UTEX, and Sunkist Manhattan Winston in his last season. But great career, now a coach as well in the best center. Let's bring him in immediately, no? Kasi medyo delayed na tayo. Coach Rodolfo Ompong Segura ang ating guest sa araw nito. Coach, welcome sa aming show.
Hi, thank you for inviting me here in this famous show. Charlie, Jay, and Sid, how are you?
Okay naman kami, Coach. Kayo, thank you for accepting our invitation, especially on this day. It's the 50th anniversary of your team, the Toyota franchise, no? And we'll be celebrating later on. But for now, we talk about you. Let's focus on
I hope
first.
To see you guys there tonight, huh?
Andiyan kami.
We'll be there. We will be there.
We will join you. Magsasayawan daw, sabi ni Coach Hill Cortez. Pero Coach, natatanong lang namin, let's get into the story right away of Ompong Segura. How did you get started in basketball?
During my time dun sa Adamson, I was studying at Adamson. And Nick Jorge invited me to join the tryout. I was, during that time, payat ako pero matangkad, so I was given a chance to join the varsity team of Adamson. So yun, after that, for some naging coach ko rin si Nilo Verona, and then he invited me to join the UTBO during that time, yung mga panahon pa nila Tembong Milencio. Ako yung pinaka junior, and then after the UTBO, no, na disband yung UTBO, napunta ako sa 7-Up as a nasa training team lang ako during my college day, and my allowance during that time was 150 pesos per month, imagine. So after my sa 7-Up, I was invited to join the 1972 youth team.
Okay.
So, fortunately, I was able to join, and then mga kasama ko doon, sila Atoy, sila Philip Cesar, Bilbao, Rino Salazar, Mon Fernandez, and so many others, no? So, nag-champion tayo noon. That was 1972.
Right.
So, after the youth, in-invite ako ng Toyota to join the team.
Bago tayo pumasok sa discussion ng Toyota, atras tayo ng konti. Kasi when you went to Adamson, in-invite ka nga ni coach to become part of the team. That means marunong ka na maglaro. Sino nag-introduce sa iyo ng game? Ba't mo nahiligan ng basketball to begin with nung mas bata ka pa before college?
Oh, you might be wondering dahil college na ako nag-start. During my high school days, hindi ako mahilig sa basketball. It's my brother who was siya yung pinaka interested. I was just watching. Since during my college days, nakita ako ni Coach Nick Jorge na naglalakad lang doon. Pina-join ako sa tryout kasi walang matangkad eh.
Nick Jorge pa rin.
si Nick Jorge.
So parang medyo late bloomer ka sa basketball.
Oh, late bloomer ako. Late talaga. Sa college lang ako nag-start mag-basketball.
Pero nakuha mo agad kasi naglaro ka agad sa varsity. Yeah. Tapos naging recruit ka right away. Di ba? So,
Maybe because of yung bang sa tiyaga, si Coach Nick Jorge talagang mahusay mag-training eh. So, palagi akong sinusunod yung gusto niya. So, naging ano ako sa UAP. Ang UAP ko during nila ano pa eh, nila Suarez, nila Sanico. Yan yung mga kasama, mga nakakalaban ko sa UP. So, we were not able to ano, become a champion kasi nga one time malapit na sana kami mag-champion. May unforgettable experience na nangyari. Yung bang I hope you heard this, yung sinute ni Porto yung yes, yung goal sa kalaban namin.
Sa kalaban, yes. Sa kamila. Na yun dito. Especially during the Samlani episode.
Oh. You know, grabe yun, yung situation na yun. When Porto rebounded the ball, mm-hmm, tapos sigawan na yung mga Adamson yan. So, tapos bigla pang umangat. Pagka-rebound, pagka-bagpak niya sa floor, umangat ulit. Tapos tinira sa goal ng kalaban, boarding pause. Pasok. Sandali, oh, nawala, tumahimik yung mga tao, ganun pala ang ano naman, ganun pala yung ano naman.
Anong situation sa game noon, coach? It was tied or you were up by one? Ano bang
panalo na kami kasi may titira yung FPU ng two shots. Okay, two shots para mag-tie. Pag pumasok yung dalawa, tie. Eh, unang tira, hindi pumasok. So, second shot, intentionally na minis para may chance pa yung FPU. Akalae mong, ang taas tumalunan eh, nung my former teammate, si Porto. Pagkakuha, panalo na kami, sabi ko. Pagbagsak na ganun sa floor nung paa niya, tapos kumuha ng puwersa, tumalun ulit, tapos tinira yung bola sa ano, sa kalaban ng ano. It was so ano talaga. Devastating.
Mabuti walang social media noon. Ano, kalat na kalat ka.
Wala pa social media. Pero, grabe, tahimik lahat yung tao. Tapos, maybe due to ano, yung na kami, natalo kami. So, hindi, we were not able to ano. Sana ang kalaban namin noon, UE. So, ang naglaban, UE at saka FPU. Yun ang pinaka-isang unforgettable experience ko regarding yung college days.
I'm sure you want to ask something about that, Sid.
Yeah, no? Yes, Danny Manalastas is greeting you, coach. Good morning daw.
Si Danny. Hi, Danny.
Noong playing days mo sa UAAP, nakalaban mo ba si Fort Acuña sa UP?
Parang nauna siya sa akin. Nauna siya a year or two. Mm-hmm. Ang mga nakalaban. Oh, si Port Acuña from UP also, tama.
Hindi mo siya naabutan, coach.
Hindi. Parang nauna siya ng konti sa akin, mga a year or two.
Ah, okay. I wanted to ask sana kung gaano siya kagaling eh kasi nag-MVP yan eh. So UAAP
during his college days, naririnig ko na rin niya si Port. Naging ano ko nga, mabuti nga nagkaroon kami ng pagkakataong magkasama sa isang team. Right. He's a nice guy.
Ako, sasaksak ko lang before we move on kasi papasok na tayo, coach, sa isang segment natin. Pero yung before that, I'll ask, anong nangyari after 4-2 made that shot? So, nangyari nga, tapos natalo na kayo. Kamusta naman sa locker room after the game? Anong sabi niyo? Anong sabi niyo sa teammate niyo?
Tahimik lahat. Parang yung you can hear the needle na bumagsak na sa kasi it's really ano eh, yung bang record talaga eh. Ang sabi nila, meron daw isang record doon during the time ni Kuna. Ganun. Pero yun, hindi sa jumble situation. Parang interception. Na-intercept yata nung ni Kuna, tapos drinibol papunta doon sa goal ng kalaban. Tapos natalo yata rin sila kagaya namin.
Yun. So, baka siya niya.
Baka uncle natin yan.
Si Daniel. During yung ano, yung time nila Kuna. Ano mo si Mr. Kuna?
Sino doon, coach? Si Coach Pablo Kuna?
Yes, oo.
Kapinsan ng lolo ko.
Player
na San Beda. Player na San Beda yun, di ba? Si Pablo Kuna.
Yeah, inabuta ko yan si Coach Kuna.
Oh, tapos naging commissioner ng PABL din yun.
Ah, yes.
Talaga, anong nangyari pala sa
mga legend? Mga legend na yan, mga legend.
Anyway, coach, dahil ano, we're talking about nga yung career mo na, RPU and all of that. Pasok na tayo sa unang segment natin sa ating show. It's called The Time Capsule. This is prepared by Mr. Sid Ventura. Time Capsule is brought to us by Fitbit. Yan, yung Fitbit. Sandali lang, sorry. I'm not ready to read this one. It says, this is a Time Capsule brought to us by Fitbit, which helps everyone in the world get healthier from counting your steps to giving personalized insights on your heart rate and sleep patterns. Log your exercise and access great tools and content on the Fitbit Premium, all on the Fitbit platform. Check out their products on Fitbit.com. Feel the power of Fitbit. Ayan. So mga photos po ito na hinanda ni Sid para mag-trip down memory lane tayo. Let's check out photo number one, Miss Carla. Ito, ayan. Ano ba to? Which stage is Adam?
Sige. University of Santo Tomas keeper William Adornado catches Rodolfo Segura and Cecilio Marcelino flat-footed as he drives for a twinner in this bit of action during the UST Adamson cage duel at the Rizal Coliseum. The gold is won 89-87.
Oh, tinalo kayo ni Boggs, coach.
Yeah, oh, during the time, I was unstoppable na yan talaga si Boggs. Pero maganda yung game na yun against UST. So yeah, ayun ako, number 5 ang nasa likod pa namin, hindi names yung pangalan, yung Vincentians.
Oh, at okay.
Vincentians, hindi pa mga pangalan ng ano namin. During that time,
ng mga nanonood, Vincentians lahat kayo, magkakapatid.
Alam mo, during that time, yung pumasok yung Lasal diyan sa UAP, yung first, no? Mahina pa yung Lasal, mabuti ngayon sila na yung nagdo-dominant ng ano eh, ng UAP. Pero during that time nung pag sila kalaban namin, hindi kami masyado nagpapakondisyon. kasi
kailangan
bagong pasok lang nila eh, tsaka may bagong ano pa lang. Pero ngayon ano na sila.
Pero sina nung hindi niyo naabutan si Dimeng Beng, bale, no?
Limembeng ata nauna sa akin ng ano ng isang taon siguro si Limembeng.
Yeah. Well, actually 86 ang Lasal eh sa UAP. Eh.
Oh, 86.
Oh, yeah, 86 pumasok sa UAP. Yeah. Sorry.
Mm. So yeah, si Marcelino, the late Ching-Ching Marcelino, ano na yan na pumanaw na years ago.
Yeah. Nabalitaan nga. Coach, may tanong dito, no, kung naabutan ba ninyo si Ramon Calma sa Adamson, yung kuya ni Hector?
Oh, kasama ko si Mon Calma sa college. Ngayon nasa ano na yata siya, naka US based na siya. Kapatid ni Hector. Si Hector naman kasabay nung younger brother ko, si Bobby Segura. During the time na nasa Adamson si Hector.
Right.
Coach, kayo ba nagbabantay kay Boggs? O nakataon na sa photo?
Ang usually kasi ang guardia ko yung point guard at saka yung guard. Si Boggs forward yan eh. Forward. So yung guardia sa kanya, yung nasa nandoon sa baba. Pero napakahusay niya ni Boggs. Talagang kita mo naman hanggang ngayon. I don't know what happened to his son, no? Yung son kasi niya nakakasama namin sa during the SBB Pasarel, naglalaro pa yung son ni Boggs doon. Ngayon wala na akong balita. I don't know kung ano.
Hindi. He tried out yata sa Ateneo eh. I think mag-team B siya. Pero he wasn't able to crack the varsity lineup.
Oh, pero yung may ano rin eh, may kamay din eh, kagaya ng tatay niya.
Oh, talaga. Okay, ha?
May shooting din. Yung natural na shooter talaga.
One of the best naman talaga si Boggs. Who do you remember, coach, nung nasa UAAP kayo playing for Adamson? Who were the toughest matchups? Like Boggs Adornado. Sino pa yung mga kalaban ninyo na matitindi nun?
Ayan, si Boggs Adornado, sila Rudolph Katz. Sina Valerio de los Santos, yan yung mga
Bochok.
Si Bochok o yung si Javier, tapos sa UP marami rin mauusay doon sila Sanico. Maraming mga ano doon, maraming naging ano rin sila, naging nakalaro rin sila sa PBA.
Yeah. May nagsasabi nga 80s na pumasok ang Lasal sa UAP.
Tapos anong performance ninyo sa Adamson? You were a starter, tapos kayo rin ba top scorer ng team niyo?
During that time, I can't remember. Pero mostly kasi siyempre pag matagal ka sa loob, marami ka magagawa.
Yeah. Anong position na nilalaro mo, coach?
Forward ako diyan sa Adamson. Center forward kasi wala pa naman nung araw, wala pa mga power forward .
Yeah.
Tama. So nagsesentro ka rin po kasi nga yung height ninyo.
Oh, yung height. Oh. Kaya ako, parang power forward. Small forward.
Maraming guests kasi na tayo in the past, 'di ba guys, na basta medyo matangkad, pinapasentro. Kasi nung panahon na yun, wala pa naman masyadong mga 6'5", 6'6". Pag nasa 6'2", 6'3", ka, minsan pinapasentro.
Sentro ka na. Pero ngayon, nowadays, wala na yung mga 6'2", nagiging guard na lang.
Point guard na lang yun.
Point guard, oo.
Oh, yeah.
Good for the Philippines. Marami na tayo malalaking players.
Tumatangkad kahit pa paano, no? Pero so you're playing in Adamson, but at the same time, you're also in the training team of UTivo. Di ba sabi mo nga? So nakakalaro mo na yung ibang mga graduates na ng UAP. Magagaling na para, well, amateur player na nung panahon eh, pero commercial team player na ang tawag sa kanila, di ba? How did that help you in your career in Adamson? Nakatulong naman siguro yon.
Oh, siyempre. Pagka when you play with the strong teams, ma-develop ka talaga. Pero kung mahihina yung sinamahan mo, walang mangyayari. Unlike yung UTibo, malakas doon. Imagine, Tembong Milencio, sila Vargas, isili Vargas, ang laki-laki ng katawan nun eh. Oh. Kaya ako, ang payat ko during that time eh. Medyo nakakatakot din kasi ang lalaki nila, ang mika nung araw, talagang balyahan, hindi ba? Hindi na ngayon, medyo wala na yung mga pag jump shot ka, lalagay yung paa sa ilalim ng para ma-sprain ka.
Technical foul na, flagrant foul na ngayon yun.
Flagrant foul na, mabuti na yung mga ganyan. Flagrant foul.
Ang UTivo is an local auto company owned by the U family,
yes,
tama ba yun?
Yes. Okay.
Tapos sila nagdi-distribute ng Opel dito sa Pilipinas.
Yes, oo.
Okay. So how do you call this? How financially pagdating sa pag sponsor ng team, medyo generous ba sila?
Okay naman sila yung UTibo team. Marami rin naman kasi nabibenta silang maganda yung business nila during that time. Pero yung pera nung araw, konti pa lang ang sweldo ng mga star players doon.
Correct.
Siguro mga 1,000, malaki na yun sa per month doon sa mga star player. Imagine nung araw, mayroon pang 1 centavo coin.
Oh, yes.
Actually, nabutan ko pa yun.
Lapu-lapu yun, di ba?
Lapu-lapu, oo.
No, silapu-lapu yun nasa 1 centavo, di ba?
Yung parang...
Yes,
late-late na ano.
Naalala ko yun pag during my payday, di 150 a month, yung 75 pesos ko. Pag bilhin na ako, ang dami ko na nabibili, nakakabili ako pantalon, nakakabili ako ng t-shirt. Pero ngayon, wala na eh, no?
Ko, pamasahin na lang yun.
Pamasahin na lang, kulang pa.
Oo. Oh. What's the next photo? Can we see? Ayan.
Diyan na sa YouTube na ako dyan.
Ayan, ito yung YouTube. Oh, ayan.
Ayan ako, nasa likod ni... Si Morales nandiyan dyan eh. Ayan, si Hector Hipolito. Ito si Coach Nilo Verona, yun nasa far right. Tapos si Roy Deles.
May Yuli Rodriguez. Si Yuli Rodriguez yung isa dyan.
Oh, Yuli. Yeah,
Yuli. Yeah. 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 Si Yuli. Ito si, ano, si Vim. Mausay dati ito, shooter namin, si Torres.
Kaya you know yung music, coach? Naalala niyo
yung I can't remember the music. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Nasa ano pa ako niyan, training team pa lang ako diyan.
So nakakalaro niyo yung ibang, may mga practice games yan, nakakalaro ka naman.
Oh, pag practice game, kasali ako sa, ano, marami magagaling dyan. Yung team na yan, nag-champion niya tayo yan, yung Itibo.
Coach, buti hindi, nyo naisip umalis na ng Adamson at maglaro na lang sa Mika diretso.
Did that answer your question? Siyempre, education ang pinaka-importante. Di ba?
Okay. Ano ba course ninyo?
How is that?
Anong course ninyo?
Management. Business management. Sa Adamson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hindi na ko sino pinakamalaki dito eh sa team na yan eh. Number 14 yung big boy.
Number 14 ano sa kaliwa. Parang siya na ano. Oh, yeah, ganda si na yung uniform eh. Okay yung
si, ano. Si Yu yata yan. Yu.
Oh, ganda nga ng uniform eh. No? Kaso yung may sinturon pa eh. No? Yung may buckle pa oh.
O nga, ano?
Hindi pa garter. Hindi pa garter yan. May tali. Parang may...
No, P.E. shorts pa rin. Ganyan
eh. Kita ka maayos yung itsura lahat. No? Pareho sapatos. Uniform talaga. Pati forma ng medyas pareho. Unlike ngayon, di ba? Iba-iba yung forma ng mga players talaga. Very nice to see. I'm very curious sino tong ano, sino tong Muse talaga. Ang ganda ng forma eh. Parang sa Star Wars. Parang Star Wars eh, no? Parang ganun.
Tama na. Ang sapatos yata namin dyan, Converse pa eh. Tignan niya.
Oh, Chuck Taylors. Kita-kita eh. Sa kanan eh, oh. Yung isa, may, nandun yung star sa side eh.
Pero parang may Adidas sa likod ah. May
nakita akong three stripes. Meron, eh. Meron. Meron. Yung,
ayan ah.
Sa kanan ni Coach.
Kayo, sa inyo yata yun eh. Hindi ba sa inyo yan?
Adidas.
Hindi, ito yung katabi.
Katabi.
Yung mas wild yung hair. Oh.
Ito na sa harap ko, si Junicio to eh.
Ah, oh, si Joy. That's Joy Junicio. Oh,
yung katabi ni Joy, sa left niya, si Morales.
Okay. Ernesto Morales.
Ernesto Morales.
Correct. Okay.
Ito si Tuason, yung nasa likod, nasa kanan ko.
Okay.
Ayos ah.
Ito si Torres. Ito hindi ko na yata matandaan to. Pero itong malaki, parang si Yu.
Okay. Yu. Okay.
Nice.
Tapos that's yung may-ari yung nasa pinaka-leftmost.
Ito si may-ari niya. Okay.
Nakabarong.
Nakabarong. Si Mr. Verona, ito, nasa dulo-dulo.
Yeah, si Nilo. With that shirt, no? Yung mga shirt na ganyan. Uso-uso yun ng panahon na yan, eh.
Ang mga shirt nung araw niyan, mga talagang, flashy.
yan daw susutin mamayang gabi ni Sir Ompong.
Oo nga eh. Sabi ni Osbok. Yung coach namin. siguro, masaya, no? Kasi, remember, after 50 years, magkikita-kita tayo.
Ayun pala, kaya humirit si Sir Danny Manalastas. Sila pala juniors nung seniors sa Adamson. Sila,
sila
Danny Manalastas ang juniors. Adamson nga pala sa junior si Danny.
Bago ng madalas ko nakakasama yan si Danny kasi taga Adamson dati rin yan eh. So may mga good
combination. William Yu, 6'3 center daw.
Yan. Si William Yu.
Galing. Mga fans talaga, mga followers natin, maalam talaga yung gagaling.
Siguro yung mga matatanda na rin lahat yan.
O lahat tayo rito, Coach. Lahat tayo rito sa under-30 of basketball. Puro 45 and above. Yeah, wala halos 45 na nanonood. Di ba?
Si Pongki, nag-comment din. Oh. Pongki Alolor.
Sabi ni Pongki. Oo,
nakasama ko yan, si Pongki. Oo,
taga Cebu, si William Yu. Okay.
Malaking taga Cebu daw. Yung mga kilala niya.
Si Pongki, nakasama ko yata yan si Pongki sa Mariwasa yata.
Honda, yeah. Correct. Nung rookie yata siya, coach, no?
Rookie siya, rookie.
Correct. Finance.
Next photo natin.
Next photo tayo, Carla. Let's look at the next one. Let's move on. Ito na yung sinasabi natin. Coach, how did this happen?
Ayan.
Maganda laro mo sa Adamson, tapos na-recruit ka sa youth.
Ayan, yung second pala yun, no? ABC Youth.
Yes.
Ayan, mga kasama ko, sila Franco, Norby Rivera.
Carbajal.
Si Carbajal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carbajal.
Si Nublejada.
Oh, there's Jimmy Rino,
si Rino Salazar. Si Coach Rino Salazar. Ayan, kasama
13, ko. Number 13, si Coach Rino. Oh.
Yeah. Si Bilbao. Ayan, si Bilbao yung nasa far right.
Five. Sino yung 12?
Iba si Norby Rivera yan?
Ah, si Norby.
That's oh, Norby. Norby Rivera. The late Norby Rivera.
And then, tapos yung katabi ni Norby?
Franco. Ray Franco.
Ray Franco.
Tama. Tapos si Philip Cesar.
Ha?
Tapos si Rizzo.
11? Oo nga, no.
Si Philip ba yan?
11?
Tignan niyo yung mukha.
Hindi po ba yung... Hindi ba si Philip yung nasa likod? Yung four from the right?
Ito.
Third from the right. Right. Philip. Oh, fourth person from the right. Tama.
Oo. Yung nakatayo.
Pang-apat na nakatayo si Philip, yata.
Oo, oh, yata. Ito si Nublisada.
Oo nga, Nublisada.
Right ni Rino.
Okay.
Ito yata si Atoy eh.
Oh, si Atoy, number 6.
Oo nga, number 6.
Ito ako, number 15.
Payat nga, payat na coach, sabi mo nga.
Oo, payat ako. Tin Reed.
Siguro mga 160 ka lang dyan, o mga ganon?
Mga ganon. Mabuti nakita niyo pa yung picture na yun. Wala ako niyan eh. Kaya
ipapadala namin sa'yo.
Papadala natin, coach. That's Mon Fernandez, no? Beside
Carvajal.
Andiyan dyan si Mon. Siya yung pinaka-youngest sa amin during that time.
Nakaharang si Lito po yan sa kanya. Eh. Tapos sino yung katabi? Sa kaliwa ni Mon.
Hindi ba si Diputado yan?
Oh, Diputado. Correct.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
So yung 11 lang, hindi tayo sure sa 11. Or alam na natin sino yung 11.
Teka.
Guys, sino yung number 11? Tanong natin sa viewers.
Oo. Oh. Trying to find out.
Baka si Nublesada nga.
Hindi.
Nublesada
yung katabi. Katabi ni Norby si Jimmy Nublesada, di ba?
Hindi, si Ray Franco.
Ray Franco din. No, but that's not...
Ray Franco, tapos Jimmy Nublesada.
Nublesada's on the number 8. Number 8
Junicio si Nublesada. Daw. Joy Junicio?
Oh, Joy. Baka si Joy. Hindi ba si Joy yan? Number 8 si Jimmy Nublesada. Solid, ha?
Oh, siguro. Baka si Joy Junicio yan.
Yeah.
So, tinanong yung mga coaches, naka-barong pa, barong Tagalog.
For your information, yung kalaban natin dyan, China, championship.
Okay.
During that time, papalakas na ang China nun eh. Pero it was a good game talaga. Ang gandang laban. Ginawa sa Rizal Memorial, nag-champion tayo.
Nice, di ba? Minsan lang yan. Ngayon, pag pinag-uusapan, parang hindi natin kaya China talaga.
December
10 to 20, 1972. Mabanggit ko lang, 2 weeks old ako nung panahon na yun.
Diba? 2 years old ko pa lang.
Two weeks pa lang.
Two weeks. Nabang linggo.
Dalawang linggo lang ako.
Gano'ng galing si Carbajal?
Si Carbajal, mahusay sa ano yan, yung papasama lang sa ilalim, mahusay sa ano, shaded lane. Mm-hmm. Kasi 6'6 yata yan eh. Yeah, during that time, bihira lang yung mga ganong kalaki. Sa pagtanggap ng bola, harap na sa goal, ayun na, nandiyan na siya. Pero naano yata siya eh, no? Yung isang, ang pagkakaalam ko dyan, one game parang na-late siya sa game, sa Rizal Memorial. Okay. Tumatakbo siya papunta sa ano, nauntog siya dun sa parang pavement dun sa Rizal, yung ano doon. Parang dun nagkaroon siya ng diferensya eh, hanggang sa after so many years, parang nagkaroon na ng blood clot yung ano niya, yung sa ulo niya. I hope na ano no, pero yun ang pagkakaalam ko dun siya na ano. Doon siya nagkaroon ng diferensya.
Tapos tuloy-tuloy na, no? Na bedridden na siya.
Tapos yan, si Bilbao. I don't know kung nasaan na si Bilbao ngayon. Mausay na guardian.
Yes.
Nasa States siya ngayon.
Ah,
Mike Bilbao?
Naan sa America.
No. Mike Bilbao's here na. He's in Alfonso Cavite.
Ah, okay.
He came back during the pandemic. So, he and his wife are based in Alfonso. Cavite.
Nasa Alfonso Cavite na pala siya.
Oh, si Coach okay, Mike.
Bumalik na pala.
Okay. Bumalik na.
Nag-guest din siya sa amin, Coach. Eh. Mga one of our earlier guests yun na 2020.
Oh, nasa Miami pa siya. Ano, hindi Miami. Somewhere in Florida. Tapos somewhere, a few months later, umuwi na siya rito sa Pilipinas. Sila mag-asawa.
Okay. Hi, Mike. If you're listening, hi Mike.
Sabihin ko, Coach, I'll relay na nag-binabati mo. May access naman ako kay Tito Mike. Sige, nagsasabi dito, Coach, Taiwan daw ang kalaban nyo, hindi pa China.
China.
Okay.
China. 74 daw sa Mali. Anyway.
Hindi, pero parang China. Hindi, parang nationalist China yata ang tawag sa Taiwan.
Oh. Yeah.
Nationalist. Saka yung nakabilit, Coach, yung panahon na yan. Saka yung nakabilit na hotel.
Ah, wala pang yung nandiyan dyan sa usually sabi nandiyan dyan sa Ross Boulevard eh. Oh. Sama-sama lahat yung mga ano.
Lahat yung mga delegate. Siguro malapit sa Rizal.
Ayan, yan. Parang sila to.
Mga Aloha Hotel, di ba?
Aloha Hotel.
Yung mga ganyan.
Alam na alam ni Jay, no?
During that time, si Lito Puyet yung namamahala dyan eh.
Yeah.
Tapos kakain ka sa Casa Marcos, di ba?
Kaya tayo nasa gitna ng photo, ano?
Si Lito Puyat.
Ang coach namin dyan, si Feli Fajardo.
Feli Fajardo, correct.
Feli is the one to the right, di ba? Yung sa harap ni Carvajal, that's Feli Fajardo, di ba?
Oh, yes.
Yun, siya yan. Sino yung malaking mama sa tabi ni Lito Puyat na nakabarong din, sir, if you remember, coach? Yung medyo malapad siya.
Hindi ko na matanda.
Who are these people? Yung mga, siyempre, mga personalities in basketball and batting back during their time.
Na mga connected din siguro sa ano yan, sa BAP nung during that time.
Saka hindi pa uso tato, no? Walang may tato.
Yeah.
Wala pa may tato.
Ngayon, lahat nakatato. Saka walang may facial hair din except for Atoy's mustache. Kasi yung ibang mga teams na nakikita natin dati, there was a time, lahat, bigote, balbas, long-haired, may mga nakita na tayong ganyan, di ba?
Yung later, time 70, yan, eh.
Mga 74, 75, ganyan na. Medyo puro long hair na at saka bigote at balbas. Eh. Dito clean cut na clean cut. Oh.
Yung number 11, Junisio na yan.
Junisio. Maraming nga nagsabi. Coach, nadalian ba kayo sa tournament? I mean, wala, hindi kayo nahirapan sa kahit sinong kalaban?
Wala, malakas yung team na yan eh. Yung team natin sa youth team, malakas. Magmula nung 1970, 72, parang every year, nag-champion tayo eh.
Oh, unbeaten pa, no? Unbeaten pa tayo.
I don't know kung meron. Wala na yata ngayong ABC youth eh. Wala na, disband na yung ABC.
U18 na tayo
doon. Under 18 na siya. FIBA under 18 na siya.
FIBA under 18 na. Tama.
Kasi yung ABC naging FIBA Asia eh.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Oh, sabi ni ano ni Ledor Serolf, si Tembong Melencio lang daw may tattoo nung era na yan. hindi na nakakagulat yun.
At saka si Tembong is from Tondo.
Correct.
Along with Junisio, no? Matapang at tao, di ba?
Yeah.
Oh, matapang.
Matatawag pa daw sa... Hindi, sa kwento
ni... Si John Junisio also, no?
Yeah, from Tondo. May na-comment nga kanina eh. Pareho raw sila eh. Tembong and Joy Junisio.
Kakatakuto mo talaga eh.
Natatawa pa rin ako sa kwento ni Choy Estrada last week eh. Nung napato ni Tembong accidentally si Jolly pa ng yelo. Paglingon ni Jolly para nakita niya si Tembong and then hindi sinasadya yan.
Bawal pala ganyan.
ganda ng kwento na yun. So anong coach, what's your lasting memory about this of course you won the championship in this tournament, pero ano ba mga kwento yung magkakasama kayo ng mga teammates mo, yung mga fans ba eh, minamab kayo katulad ng ngayon yung talagang after the game maabangan kayo tapos may mga autograph ganoon?
Yung nung araw hindi pa masyado may mga nagpapapirma ng autograph but not unlike today na talagang mga ina-idolize na yung mga players. Pero during that time, yung pagsasama namin ng mga players kasi magkasama kami sa during the duration of the tournament eh. Kaya magkakilala kami hanggang ngayon. Sa picture lang makikita mo na kilala mo. Masaya rin. Masaya kami yung magkakasama kami. Ang nawala yan, ang nawala lang yata diyan sa picture na sa 22 niya si Norby and yeah, Carvalho, right?
Correct. As far as I know.
Oo. Yeah.
Yeah. The rest seem to be all still around. Well, sa mga players, of course, the officials are gone already.
Si Diputado. Si Diputado.
Ayun, hindi ko alam.
Wala kang balita.
May pamangkin na ano yan, mahusay eh. Diputado, you remember, naglalaro na sa PBA ngayon. Yung Diputado.
Diputado rin pangalan niya? Ah, okay.
Yun din.
Talaga.
Okay. Would you know, Charlie?
No, hindi. Hindi ako familiar eh.
Mm-mm.
Rev Diputado?
Renzo.
Rev,
may nagsabi.
Parang pamangkin niya. Parang pamangkin niya. Hindi yata niya ka.
Okay.
Do you want to check out the next photo?
MPBL si Rev Diputado. Baka pamangkin niya yan.
Yun.
Pero naglaro sa NU. Naglaro sa NU. I remember him.
Tama sa NU. Mahusay yung batang yun. Ewan ko kung nasan.
Kaninong batch yun? Sid?
Mga siguro 6-7 years ago siya naglaro.
Okay.
Sa NU. Mukha nasa MPBL ngayon eh.
Okay.
Okay. Alright. You want to move to the next photo, Sid?
Yeah.
Next photo, Carl.
Ito na.
Ayan. Ito na, coach. Ito na mga photos natin.
Nakakatuwa.
Ano ba to? VST and Company ba? Eh? Sa airport o Toyota?
Then, nagpunta kami yung Hong Kong yan. Siyempre, meron kaming outfit eh. Pare-pareho yung outfit namin. Ewan ko, Pitoy Moreno pa yata gumawa niyan eh.
Wow! Pitoy Moreno. At payong pa.
Oh, may payong.
Payong pa.
So, kanina nakapattern yan. I'm si Ben, ano ba to? Singing in the Rain ba to? Anong nagaling to?
Wala, nag-ano lang kami sa airport yata yan eh.
Okay.
Grabe, nakashade
si Coach Dante, oh.
Si Coach Dante, oh.
At si Oscar ito naman Rocha.
Ito naman sa right, yung lady na nakaupo.
Ah,
ito yung eting may-ari ng Lirag Textile nung araw.
Okay.
Yung Lirag Textile.
Ano meron diyan, Coach? May party,
may party sila. Diyan lang nakatira sa ano yan eh, sa Dasmariñas Village.
Okay.
So, we were invited kasi kaibigan namin yan eh. So, isang photo ops yan. Ayan si Edward, si Mon, si Hill, tsaka yeah, ako at yung Bell Button, no? Grabe.
Tsaka yung ano, tsaka slim na slim, tinan mo, yung tight, medyo high-waisted na.
Tsaka bawal yung magboto na isang kantas eh, kailangan halfway
nakabukas
eh, di ba, yung polo.
Kailangan kita dibdib eh.
Parang alam mo yung sida.
Tatay ko, parang ganyan ang forma niya noon eh. No 70s.
No, tsaka yung I like coach, nakasombrero ka pa.
Ah, wala. Props lang yan. Kasi galing sa... Mahilig ako na mabumibili ng mga ganyan.
That's Orly Bauson, di ba? Yung isa. Si Orly Bauson yung katabi niyo.
The late Orly Bauson.
Yeah. Tapos yung nakaupo, si Butch Ikea ba yan?
Butch Ikea, tsaka si...
And the other one is Tino Reynoso. Tama ba? Hindi.
Oh, Tino Reynoso.
Tino Reynoso. Okay.
Tapos si Francis, si Rocha, ako, si Gantit, si ano. Ah, si Bauson. Tsaka si Fernandez.
Right. Kapag nung nasa airport kayo nito?
Yes,
Hindi naman kayo pinagkaguluhan.
Oh, yun na eh. Kasi naka-uniform kayong lahat. So, syempre, kahit saan kayong maglakad nun, parang titingin lahat ng tao.
Parang nasa loob na kami ng ano yan eh, ng hindi na pwede pumasok yung mga hindi
pass. Ah,
sa mayroon na. Nasa terminal na.
Okay. Grabe mga pictures nyo, ha?
Okay.
Magaling kami maghalong. Magaling kami maghalong cut, coach.
Parang sa lumang baul na galing 'yan, ha.
Lumang-luma, coach, lumang-luma. pero so this is sa Toyota ka narito. You mentioned after you Tivo, you played as well for 7UP for a while training team. And then you ended up with Toyota. How did that come about? Sino nag-recruit sa'yo sa Toyota?
Si Nilo Birona, kasi siya yung first coach dyan eh.
Lumipad din siya from UTIBO.
Lumipad din siya. So kasama sila ni Dante sa ano yung 70 yung ano namin yung 1973 yung Cinderella finish namin. Si Nilo ang ano ang nag-start ng coaching.
Okay.
Yun tapos si Osbok na si Dante Silverio.
Right. So yung rinaya ka ni Nilo to go to Toyota with him, wala ka ng dalawang isip yun, sumama ka na agad doon.
Oo, kasi okay naman siyang coach eh. Saka matagal ko ng coach siya eh. So, yun, sumama na ako sa kanya. Dalawa kami ni, ano, ni si Joy napunta sa ano, napunta sa Crispa.
Pero nung ano, nung sumali kayo sa Toyota noon, given na bagong team pa lang ang Toyota noon, kakatayo pa lang, no? Wala ba kayong apprehension na sandali? Tatagal ba tong team na to, etc.? Ganon?
During that time kasi, Toyota is ano, leading car
ano, brand.
Distributor.
Yeah.
And during that time, ang isang sedan, 28,000 lang eh.
Okay. Sarap, no?
Oh, 28,000. Eh ngayon, ano na, almost 1 million na. magandang magpalakad ng Toyota during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, mag-champion kami, binibigyan kami ng trip sa States, sa Hong Kong. Tapos may pocket money pa kami.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya maganda samahan namin, mayroon kaming quarter sa Belly, ano sa San Lorenzo Village.
Initially, yeah.
Oh, diyan. After nagpa-practice kami diyan sa may ano, sa may San Agustin gym.
Correct. Ang dami nga nagsasabi na mga San Agustin former students sa San Agustin, they used to watch your practice daw.
Oh, doon kami nagpa-practice tapos may coaster kami doon. Pagdating sa pagtapos ng practice, sama-sama kami pumupunta sa San Lorenzo Village.
Mm-hmm.
Pagdating ng gabi, tatlo na lang natitira doon sa malaking quarters namin. Ako, mm-hmm, si Ramon, at saka si Hill, kasi kami mga bachelors nung araw eh. Karamihan, mm-hmm, may mga asawa na, so umuwi sila sa ano, sa mga family nila. So, imagine, ang laki-laki ng bahay, tatlo lang kami nakatira.
Tapos kompleto yan, no? With cooks kompleto and chefs and everything, kompleto. Ganyan.
Kompleto. Kompleto. Aircon lahat.
Pag gusto niyo steak, meron steak available lagi.
Oo, kompleto. May mga vitamins namin doon, kompleto.
Nice.
Oo. Alaga-alaga. Maganda ang staff namin eh. Kompleto yung staff namin. Meron na kaming taper, meron na kaming masseur, basta't kompleto during that time, ha?
Yeah.
May mga fans ba, coach, na biglang sisipot dun sa headquarters nyo o dun sa quarters nyo?
Oo, kasi
malapit kayo. Ganun?
Malapit kami sa ano sa Assumption. Lahat ng mga kabataan nagpupunta doon, yung mga kulihala. Ayan.
Eh, binata kayo, coach, di ba, noong time na yun?
Oo. In-entertain naman namin kasi meron naman entertainer na entertainment na doon eh.
Why not naman, di ba? Why not?
Oh, naman.
Pwede naman.
ang isang player ng Toyota na kapangasawa ng Assumptionista, ayan ang hindi niyo mahuhulaan.
Okay.
Sino kaya?
Oscar Rocha.
Nandiyan. Ayun, tama.
Tama.
Tama. Kasi sabi mo, hindi ko maulaan. Kaya yung pinaka last person na may isip.
Huli mo, ha? Mamaya, makikita natin si Sir Oscar mamaya. Pwede natin bring up yan.
Until now, okay pa sila pa rin.
O, yun.
Ah, talaga.
Sa Toyota, spoiled kayo sa Toyota. Coach, when in the Mika, may success na yung Toyota right away, di ba? May success na kayo.
Yes,
then two years after that, they formed that league called the PBA, di ba? Biglang nagka PBA. And so nag-decide ang Toyota na sige, we'll keep our, di ba? They kept their Mika team, di ba? Pero gagawa rin sila ng team para sa PBA noon. Tapos sinama ka na agad doon, no? Ni Coach.
Oh, doon na, yun na.
Sa team na yun. Anong feelings mo noon? Parang, ano, were you apprehensive about joining this new league? Kasi Mika, very established na. Itong PBA, parang baby steps pa lang, di ba? Starting out pa lang.
Oh, because siguro din sa dun sa mga kasama ko sa team, okay naman lahat sila. So, it's good to join the team na kilala mo na yung mga kasama mo. Unlike yung lilipat ka pa sa iba o whatever. Yeah, yun ang isang pinakaano ko dun eh. Mabuti na yung... Ang team kasi yung bumubuti pagka matagal na kayo magkakasama eh. Hindi ka gaya nung iba. Pagpaiba-iba ng players. Paiba-iba ang matagal bago ang tawag dito. Mag-gel. Mag-gel.
Right.
So yun, hindi rela pinis kami. Nanalo kami ng first year namin. Ang saya. Grabe. Yung Araneta punong-puno 'yun.
Mm-hmm.
At saka during that time tig-iisa lang ang team ng isang owner.
Yes, yes.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Isa lang, hindi kaya
sister teams, ha.
At saka karamihan mga fans ang nanonood.
Mhm.
And unlike now, karamihan mga empleyado ng mga teams.
Yeah.
Yung araw, fans eh. Talagang yung mga diehard fans.
Ang sarap ibabad nitong photos na ito. Pero siguro, let's move to the next photo. Pero ang ganda ng mga photos na ito. Yan, ito. Ganun pa rin. Japorms pa rin.
Pero more complete photo ito. Nandiyan na si Coach Sunny.
Ayan na si Coach Dante. Naka-hat. Naka-hat.
Yeah.
Hong Kong ba to ano?
Coach,
kasi parang may hardboard ano sa likod eh.
Ano to? Award, reward ninyo for winning the Mika?
Reward namin for winning the ano. For winning okay. The championship. Ito si Rojas, yung naka-black.
Yeah.
Sino dyan si Rojas? Ay, naka-blue?
Ito, dun sa right side to. Katabi ni Boson.
Oh, okay. Okay, sa kanan.
Okay.
Ito si Mr. Legazpi, liaison officer
na. Legs, Legazpi. Oh.
Liaison. Yeah. Masipag yan, masipag yan si Mr. Leg.
Oh. Eh, sino yung nagtututpik?
Nasaan? Ah, ito, si Kudya. Yan yung
ah,
ano
si
namin.
Gustavo Kudya, yan.
Oo, oh, si Kudya. Kilala mo.
Oo. Oh. Yung anak niya lagi nanonood. In fact, yeah. I think Dado passed away, di ba?
So, yeah, 2021.
2021, namatay si Dado. So, yung son niya always watches our show. Okay. Nobody's watching now.
Galing. And then si Butch Shikia is in the middle, no?
Oh, yan. Si Butch.
Oo.
Ito si Clarino. Si parang si Dante Silveri ito eh. Parang...
Yung naka-hat?
Ay, parang si Acuña.
Ah, si Fort.
Oh, baka si Fort. Baka si Fort.
Fort Acuña.
Si Fort Acuña. Kamusta ka, coach ni ano? Ramon Dizon?
Tagal na namin hindi nakikita ni Mon, ha?
Gusto raw si Manny.
Mon, pasel ka naman sa affair natin.
Nasa Amerika yata si Mon,
Amerika
coach.
Kasi, oh.
Oo.
Oh, nasa Amerika.
Unless,
pagka like nandito ka sa Pilipinas.
Sinong inaakbayan ni Big Boy?
Si Boy Clarino.
Boy Clarino, yeah. Big guy talaga, eh, no? And then behind, in front of Jawo is?
Dalila Concepcion?
Si Concepcion yan. Si Concepcion.
Oh,
US-based na yan. Coach, pero darating niya tayo. Darating niya mamaya.
Sana nga daw eh. Oh, oh.
Diba, si Coach Nat Canson, nandito daw. Si Coach Nat Canson, in the Philippines daw, pa for tonight, yeah. Diba?
Correct. Confirmed. Sino yung naka-ano? Katabi ni Fort.
Katabi ni Ford.
Yung maong jacket.
Rocha.
Yan, si Rocha. Si Rocha.
Rocha. Oscar Rocha yan.
Oo.
Oh. Yan yung nakapangasawa ng Assumptionista. Ito na si Francis.
Of course,
si Francis. Francis, si Francis eh. Yata, nas, ano na, preacher na sa States. Eh.
Yeah, sa Sacramento, coach. Sa Sacramento siya. Awesome. Awesome photo.
Grabe mga photo niya. Talagang lumang baol na kuha.
Nabubuhay ba yung memories? Yung memories mo, coach, nabubuhay ba sa mga photos? Eh?
Anong year pala ito, coach? 75?
Mga ganon.
73 yata, Sid, yung after the Mika Championship ba to? Ay, hindi. Si Nilo Beron ang coach noon yun, no?
Oo, oh, kasi...
So wala si ano noon. Eh, pero si Kansas nandiyan eh. 74 yan. Wala si Kansas sa 75 team eh.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oo nga, no?
Diba?
Oh, so Mika pa to. Mika. Hindi pa siya.
Yeah, Mika. Ah. Correct.
Magkikita na rin kami sa wakas ni paring Nat Canson.
Yes. Saka si John's Conception ka, nandito na, sabi ni Danny Malastas.
Tinawagan ko yan si, ano eh, si Nat, kasi hindi ko makontakt. Nakita ko sa messenger yung pangalan ng asawa niya.
Yes.
So doon ko tinawagan. It's good, nagka-contact kami. Sabi ko po, ano ka na dito, golden anniversary natin. It might be the last, di ba? Kasi sa wedding, di ba? Pagka 50, talagang big celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So tingin ko, with the help of our teammate, si Gil Cortez, tsaka si Osbok, our coach.
Yeah.
Masaya mamaya.
So, sigurado yan, coach.
Dapat naka-bell button kayo.
Hindi yata natin kaya i-rock yun, coach. Let's see what we can do, ha? Next photo, please, Carla. There you are. Ito, action shots ito, coach. Oh.
Ayan,
this is you playing for Toyota. Toyota Chris pa yung nasa kaliwa, coach.
Ito si Atoy, si Philip. Ito si Franco to. Na scramble ng bola yan, eh.
Parang pinag-initan ka. Tatlo silang ano sa'yo.
Mukhang papaluin niya na rin Atoy, eh, no?
Triple team, eh.
Anong, coach, from your perspective, tell us about the Crispa-Toyota rivalry.
Yeah.
Ang rivalry namin talagang may pagka-personal na eh. Kasi pagka nag-ilabang kami, palaging dikitan at saka may tirahan pero hindi naman grabe. Yung ano lang ba, yung rap games pero hindi naman masyadong nagkakasakitan. Every time na kalaban namin yan, talagang concentrated kami. We view the video, pinag-aaralan namin sila lahat kung paano ano. Tapos ang quarters yata ng Crispa somewhere in Mabini eh.
Manila, yeah, correct.
Oh, yeah, pagka lumalabas kami after the game, kahit na sino manalo, walang pansinan 'yan. Lalabas sa Araneta, walang pansinan kami.
Hindi yung inigay. Kaya si Joy Junicio, kasama niyo sa Adamson, hindi kayo nagpapansinan, ganun.
Oh, parang ano na, parang ganun na. Tapos, pag nagkikita kami, kasi malapit kami sa Intercon eh. Kumisan may mga Crispa players na naliligaw doon.
Uh-huh.
Yung dating Where Else, madalas kami mistambay dyan sa lobby.
Pampalipas
ng oras lang, gano'n. Mm-hmm. Magkikita kami, magkakasalubungan kami, hindi pa kami nagbabatian.
Grabe, no? Grabe, no?
Lalim nga eh. Kaya nung nag-rumble, nagkagulo-gulo na.
Pero how about now, coach? Are you, when you see all of these guys, okay na kayo?
Kayo nila, okay na. At our age, dapat naman, di ba?
Right. Tama yan,
coach. So, yun. Kami ni Atoy, nagkikita pag may mga ano. Wala na sa amin yun. It's just ano, memories.
Coach, let's talk about yung ano. Sige, try to
go. Sige, go ahead.
Let's talk about yung March 1977 incident na dinala kayo sa Camp Crame, sa Fort Bonifacio ba? Fort Bonifacio, no? Ano nangyari? Paano nangyari yun? Sabihin, anong nangyari doon sa game? para magkaroon ng free for all nung laban niyo with Crispa?
Siguro mayroon may mga sumagot na niyan, pero during may ano yung yeah. sa view ko painitan yung laban eh ano ba tawag dito yung biglang si Rochelle pumunta doon sa bench ng ano ng Crispa. Tapos may sinapak doon. So nagkagulo na doon. Pinagtulungan at syempre kay kasama namin. Siguro na kami doon sa kabila. Kasi mama na 'yung mga meron na ano nga ako diyan na nasapak ako dito sa ano eh sa eye, may black eye nga ako eh. Pero ang sumapak sa akin meron.
Fans
na pumasok na sa ano. Tapos yun, nagulo na. Tapos, kinabukasan, si General, ano ba yun? Sa, ano?
Ulibas.
Ulibas. Mm-hmm. Pina-arresto lahat kami.
Grabe, no? Kasi they wanted to show na may, ano eh, may control.
Tama naman yun kasi ang daming nanonood, halos buong Pilipinas, tapos pinapakita nyo, nag-aaway kayo, gano'n. So ayun, nakakulong, kinulong kami doon sa Krame, doon sa military stockades.
Overnight.
Overnight kami doon.
Saka titigan pa rin daw noong coach, no? Titigan pa rin, parang sama pa rin ang loob nyo sa kalaban talaga.
Ang isang ano dyan, isang mahabang ano cell lang na doon kami sa kabilang dulo, yung Crispa na sa kabilang dulo. Tapos pagka yung nasa gitna namin, yung mga military na may mga kaso nakakulong, sabi sa amin, ang tatapang nyo sa court, dyan, magbanatan na kayo, panoorin namin kayo.
Nakakantaw pa eh, no?
Oo, yung mga military na nakakulong doon, may mga kaso. So, hindi kami makakilos. Yun, masaya rin kasi May mga time na dadala ng pagkain, ng Crispa. Kami, wala pang pagkain. Tapos pag dumating yung pagkain namin, dumarating yung mga girlfriend nila, mga artista, yung mga ganun ba?
Ah, talaga? Okay.
Oo, dadala. Tapos sa morning, nag-ano na kami. Pinagpulot kami ng mga ano sa EDSA para makita lang ng tao.
Community service.
Community service.
Hindi talaga. Carla, siguro pasok na natin. Coach, may bisita ka. May gustong mag-hello lang. Oh, nawawala.
In transit.
In transit eh. Wala si dinadaanan. Coach Hill Cortez. Sana makapasok ulit.
Ayun,
yeah, Coach Hill.
Grooving suit ah.
Pare Koy. Parang yan na yata ang outfit mo mamaya ah. Wala
pa tayo.
Hindi pa yata tayo naririnig.
Coach Hill, can you hear us? Oh, mukhang hindi. Mukhang wala pa.
Transit yan, ang daming pagtrabaho niyan eh.
Oh, busy-busy eh. Busy-busy si Coach Hill eh. Hey, Coach! Coach!
Coach, can you hear us? Ayan, medyo stable na. Coach, can you hear us?
Coach Hill?
Grabe yung ano mo, shirt mo ah. Mr. Cortez.
Mukhang ready na nga for tonight. Oo, pero baka mahina connection ngayon, Coach Ompong. Eh. Parang hindi natin makausap pa si Coach Hill.
Maraming trabaho ngayon yan. Alas 4 pa lang daw mamaya, nandudun na siya. Ayusin yung mga...
Siya yung ano eh. Coach, siya yung punong abala. Wala tayong magagawa. Punong
abala.
Oh, he'll try to get in. In the meantime, that was the first half of Time Capsule. And we will continue with that. But in the meantime, we remind everyone, Carla, that we're part of the Global Ebola Network. Check out Next Man Up. It's another show on the network with Jello and Diego. Catch all their episodes on YouTube and Spotify. ang ating Spotify naman. If you enjoy our show, please send us some love and rate us a 5-star rating on Spotify. We'd appreciate that very much. You can become our monthly supporter here on the show for $4.99 or 250 pesos a month. And we will love you forever. And I say that every week. Thanks to our members, Ramon Dizon, siyempre, on Spotify, Joseph S. and Leslie May Divina Gracia sa YouTube naman. Maraming salamat sa inyong suporta sa aming show. Thank you so much. And Globally Ballin Southeast Asia, please check that out for tidbits of all the shows on the Globally Ballin Network. We will dive right back into the time capsule as we wait for Coach Hill to come in. And this is brought to us, time capsule, by Fitbit. Fitbit helps everyone in the world get healthier, from counting your steps to giving personalized insights on your heart rate and sleep patterns. Log your exercise and access great tools and content on the Fitbit Premium, all in the Fitbit platform. Check out their products on fitbit.com. Feel the power! Yan. Tuloy natin ang ating... Ano na ba? Okay na ba si Coach Hill? Parang hindi, no? Hindi pa rin gumagalaw. So next photo tayo. Let's go check out the next photo. Here's a team photo, Coach Ompong. So you're with Toyota already in the PBA, I believe.
And di ba, hindi na yata Toyota to eh?
Ah, hindi na. This is the other team.
Honda na to, no?
Honda na to. Okay.
Mr. Emerson. First 3 years of your career, Coach, at Toyota nga. And then, syempre, winning championships in 1975. You won the first two conferences. In 1976, puro second place kayo. Dahil Chris pa yan all the way. 77 naman, naka-champion ka ulit, no? Sa third conference naman. So, nakatatlong championship ka na agad, no? In your first 3 years in the league. O in the PBA. But you transferred to Mariwasa Honda. All of a sudden, no? Paano nangyari yun, Coach? Bakit?
Siyempre, may mga trades na during that time, eh. And Mariwasa yata is the friend of the Silverios. Parang ang Mariwasa, nag-build sila ng team. Kasi may hina yung mga ano. Kaya, na-trade ako dyan, eh. After Mariwasa, isang taon lang yata ako dyan sa Mariwasa.
Mm-hmm.
And then kinuha ako ng ano ng UTEX.
Correct.
UTEX, naglaro ako sa UTEX.
You played for UTEX for a couple of seasons. Pero I'm looking at this lineup. Sino mo makilala natin diyan? Si Yuli.
Yuli.
Mario Marasiga, Jesse Soliano, yung mga guests natin dati. Gil Cortez, magkasama pa rin kayo dito, di ba? Imagine yung lipat na kayo.
Parang yun ang gusto kong itanong.
Hindi yata si Martires eh. Oh. Martires ba yan?
Hindi, Dodi Miago yan. Hindi, si ano yan? Si...
Which one?
Kui. Isa ilalim ni Emerson Cositeng.
Ah, si Kui.
Oo. Coach, ito yun. Since si Coach Hill nasa kabilang ano rin, no? Curious lang ako. Bakit parehong-pareho yata ang timeline, career timeline ninyo, yung pinuntahan ninyo from one team to another? Toyota, Honda, tapos UTEX. Anong masasabi niyo doon?
Eh, kasi ano kaya yan eh, kumpare ko yan si Hill eh, siguro sabi ng mga nag-trade, isama na natin yung dalawang yan.
talaga mag-repa kayo. Kailangan magkasama kayo palagi.
Di ba? Package deal.
Try na ba natin si Coach Hill again, Carla? Let's try to bring him in. I think he's there.
Ay, di mo.
Coach Hill, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, there you go. Yana. Coach Ompong.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning to my AOP friends, Jay, Attorney Charlie, and Sid. Of course, to my compadre, Repang Ompong.
Hello.
Aga sa'yo.
Howdy.
Nagpanood ng AOP na napagandang programa.
Coach Ompong, may sinasabi ka tungkol sa shirt ni Coach Hill.
Parang yung shirt mo, pang ano mo naman yung gabi yan ah.
Hindi, ready to groove na ako pare. We will see.
Ganun ba?
Actually, I'm on the Skyway. That's why I was having a hard time passing through.
Ngayon ka lang papunta sa Makati.
Detuloy muna ako ng Rockwell. I'll be picking up some wines for you people for later.
Sounds good. Yari tayo dyan.
Coach Hill, we were just asking, Coach Ompong, kung bakit para magkasama kayo from Toyota to the next team to the next team. Bakit ganoon? Parang kayo Siamese twins.
Alam mo, yun na naisip ko kanina nung nagbabanyo ako. Sabi ko si Repang Ompong, mag-guest ngayon sa AUB, sabi ko, ba't mula nung nagkasama kami sa Toyota, hindi na niya tinantanan eh. Buntot ng buntot sa akin. Or vice versa. Kung saan siya pupunta, doon ako napupunta. Imagine we're together with Toyota.
Yeah.
And then with Honda Mariwasa. And then nagsama kami sa UTEX. So, magkasama kami sa UTEX yung champion team. Kaya lang ako na na-injure ako eh. So, I was unable to play. Pero ang pang was active din.
Hanggang Pampanga selection daw sa PABL eh.
Alam na?
Hanggang Pampanga selection sa PABL daw, assistant coach.
best center.
Together with the NCAA commissioner ba, si Tony Chipuhante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ang assistant ko, si Coach Ompong, siya sa offense, si Tony Chison sa defense, ano, coach. Oh. Tapos okay, coach, umabot kami niyan hanggang Kidapawan. Hanggang bundok ng Tapo. Muntik pa kaming aksidente doon nung pababa kami because it was raining so hard. Mm-hmm. We were just riding the 6x6. Somebody brought us there. Naligo pa nga kami doon sa may ano yun, yung medyo hot water na sulfur.
Sulfur,
Kaya siguro hindi kami tumataka. No?
Yan. Yun pa yung Fountain of Youth pala yun.
Probably we didn't know, no? So anyway, that is one of the best center
coach,
kasi
Coach Hill, thanks for dropping in today. But can you tell us what's your pinaka memory ni Coach Ompong Segura during your time together as players?
Memory sa kanya? Hindi tayo matatapos.
Isa lang, mamili ka na isa, coach, lang. Isa lang.
Isa lang. Actually, marami, lahat ng mga magagandang experience na kasama ko si Repa Ompong eh. Because we were tatlo kami yan, tatlong itlog. Si Mon Fernandez siya, tsaka ako eh. Kami yung, kumbaga, yung binata sa grupo. Eh, solo namin yung quarters. So kung experience lang, marami kami experience. Kung kukwento ko lahat ng mga ginawa ni Ompong sa quarters eh tatapos. Pero memorable, marami siya eh, because sinasabi nila Jaworski Fernandez, of course, yes, their scorer are nice, but ang talagang real scorer nung panahon namin si Ompong Segura.
That's right.
Patuan mo ng bola yan eh, magpa-fast break yan, lalampas na ng ano, mga tamang-tama lang, may bibitaw niya yung bola eh, pumapreno sa taas yan eh. Parang eroplano, may preno sa taas yan eh. Pero may inaabot pa rin niya yung bola sa ano, sa goal, kahit talampas na siya sa board. May papasok pa rin niya.
Pwede na itong idaan doon, no?
I think si Coach Ompong ang leading scorer ng Toyota sa first season,
yes,
di ba?
Yes, in the first
21
season.
Points per game.
Yes, siya talagang kumakamada. Tapos maganda rin ang kamay niya. Oo. Kaya maraming mga chicks ang humahabol dyan eh.
Sabi ko na nga mapapasok yun eh.
Siguradong yun din sasabihin ni Coach Ompong tungkol sa'yo, Coach Hill. Sigurado.
Tama ka, Charlie. Yan ang pinaka ano namin, chick boy namin ng araw. Mamaya maririnig.
Lalabas lahat yan. Lalabas lahat ang story na yan mamaya.
Oo,
mamaya kakanta yan.
Actually, yung party later, it's not only for, of course, one is it is the 50th year anniversary of the founding year of Toyota, no? Tapos yung pagkakasama-sama ng mga players, mga reunion, we're very excited. And of course, sinasabi ko rin sa aking mga media friends like you guys, na double celebration to. Because magkakasama rin kayo mga media na mga friends namin from the 70s, from the 80s, and kayong mga hindi na kayo actually bago eh. Kumbaga eh, kayo yung mga nakakaalam sa mga archives, lalo na si Jay, no? Tapos, eh, yun nga, so mag-enjoy tayo lahat. Parang ano lang, gathering, a private gathering. Ang dami nga nagtatanong na gustong pumunta eh, mga fans talaga. Even up
sumali,
to the... texting me. Ako, meron mga taong nag-text sa akin na hindi ko mapahindihan. Eh, pinapunta ko na rin. At least kasi, ano yan eh, kumbaga, yun ang mga fanatics talaga. Mailan-ilan lang yun.
Looking forward to that, Coach. Thanks so much, Coach Hill, for dropping in sa episode ng prepa mo na si Coach Ompong.
Thank you, pare. Thank you. See you.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you guys later.
Okay, Coach. See you. All right. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ingat, ingat.
Kita-kits mamaya.
So, yeah, we go back to the time capsule, no, that we were talking about. Let's flash the photo again, Carla, whichever was on the table. So this is yun nga, nasa you transferred already to Mariwasa nga for a season under Emerson Coseteng. So one season lang yon, then you moved on to UTEX right away. No? So we're looking at some of your teammates nga here, trying to remember. Of course, Luke Dacula has left us already. Couple of other guys, baka wala na rin, no? Sa photo na ito. Some of them have been guests. Yeah, si Orly Bauson, kasama pa rin from Toyota to
Tino Reynoso. So, Tino Reynoso, Eunice Rodriguez.
Si Big Boy.
Mga Toyota yan. Tino, Big Boy, Eunice, Ompong, Gil Cortez.
And Orly Bauson.
Tino Reynoso. Diba? Yeah, tama. Orly Bauson. Tama.
Parang Toyota rin to eh. Toyota Light. Yeah. Diba? Parang...
Mm-mm.
Tapos si Manny Chan nandiyan. Trying to get him on the show. Dodi Miego is the point, one of the point guards. Jesse Soliano, siyempre. Sino yung katabi ni Jesse Soliano? Between Soliano and Mario Marasigan?
O nga, naputol kasi yung photo eh. Kaya wala ka.
Nakamute ka, Coach Ompong.
Samson Vanery?
Possibly, no? I'm trying to... Hindi, I'm trying to see sino yung ba yung teammates ni Coach. Coach Ompong, Coach Ompong, naka-mute po kayo. Figuracion. No?
Mariano Figuracion.
Renan Pablo. Yun yung mga teammates eh.
Okay.
Ariola.
Mark Ariola.
Epo Alcantara.
Okay. Anong year ba to, Charlie? 80?
1978 yan. 78.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but Coach Ompong's muted. Can we unmute him? Is there a way that we can unmute him?
Yeah, I think Carla's trying to do that right now.
Okay.
Something wrong yata with his mic.
Yeah, kasi we need him to... Somebody's asking if we can live blog the party later on YouTube and Facebook. Nako, hindi ko alam kung may rights kami for that, but we'll try to put some stories up.
Good point,
Siguro, yeah. Coach Ompong, baka pwede niyong tanggalin dahil ibalik yung
Coach, can you disconnect the earphones and then connect again? Kasi ayaw hindi namin ma-unmute eh.
Pakitanggal and then pakibalik.
Oh, pakitanggal na lang, Coach.
From the socket.
People are asking if Sonny Jaworski is going tonight. Well, the news is it's not. I think Coach Dodot will be the one to... Vice Dodot will be the one there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ayaw eh. Coach, disconnect mo na lang kaya yung headset mo. Just disconnect it na. Tapos baka kaya natin. Walang mic eh. Nawala yung mic ng laptop niya. For some reason. Bakit kaya? Not connected daw eh. Baka may napindot. Wow. We cannot unmute it because it says that the mic is not connected.
Ano kaya nangyari? Okay. Excuse me.
Naku. Mahirap naman na hindi natin makakausap ang guest natin. Well, while we're trying to sort that out, well, this is episode 164 with Coach Ompong Segura, and of course one of the best, if not the best, fast break finisher in the PBA, you know, and most of his points, averaging 14.4 points per game in his 7-year career.
14.4. Wow.
14.4. Di ba top 5 Adamson yan sa PBA? Hindi ko alam. Baka. Pero wala eh. Wala sa listahan, di ba?
Wala. Oh, wala. No? Oo nga, no? 14.4. Impressive.
Yeah.
In 6 seasons, no? 75 to 80, tapos 83.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
7 seasons. Coach, we can't hear you, no? Because your mic, something happened to your mic. I don't know if it's possible, Coach, to re-enter somehow, parang to leave and then come back into the studio, just so we can get your mic connected once again.
Hindi na mabasa na StreamYard. Hindi ma, yung
mic
niya.
Hindi makuha yung mic ni Coach. Bigla, no? Kasi kanina, okay na okay naman tayo. Yeah, because we need to get a move on. We have a bunch more photos and then we have our segments. Sana, no? Kung kakayanin. According to Mr. Jose Escoda, 27-point average in 1970 for Coach Ompong. 27 points, di ba? Matindi yun. No one does that anymore nowadays. Yung mga mythical five sa UAAP ngayon, 14 points, 11 points, ganun na lang. Yung MVP nga, parang 10 points sa game lang, di ba?
Yeah.
So imagine 27 points. Anyway, still trying to figure it out, si Coach. Kaya ano kaya nangyari dun sa microphone, no? These are the things that we deal with, guys, on the live coverage, no? On the live show.
Mm-hmm.
Wala tayong ano over that, eh. What happened to the microphone? Wala na nga. So Coach Ompong still trying to get back into the audio. So we can continue our storytelling, no? We're just getting into his transfer to UTEX already, which was also very eventful dahil nanalo rin sila dyan, ano?
Yes.
Sa UTEX. Can give him a call kaya? Can someone give him a call
I will.
To guide him through what to do?
Yeah.
Diba, I will. Jay? Mag-mute ka na, Jay. Tapos give him a call. Baka there's a way he can activate yung sa laptop niya yung microphone niya, no? Somehow. Or log out nga, leave the studio, come back in. Just to try. Dig na dig ko pa rin yung itsura talaga ni Sir Yuli Rodriguez sa photo na ito. We showed this during the Yuli Rodriguez episode. And I really dig it kasi people call him George Harrison. And
exactly.
It's really George Harrison, ano? Sa yung katabi ni Coach Ompong. Coach Ompong is on the right in the second row.
Let's see what happens, ha?
Yeah. Hoping we can get in. Sa dalawa yung Rodriguez sa team na ito, no? Carlos Rodriguez on top, no? Third guy. The one in the middle on top. So dalawa sila ni Yuri Rodriguez.
Yeah. Hopefully, we can get him back.
Yeah. So a lot of people are asking, well, of course, we welcome, thanks for watching, Sir Ben Obrique. Always faithful to AAOB. Maraming salamat. Si Django Arsene, nanonood din kanina. Si Aldo Perez, of course, as usual. Sir Aldo, you have to come on the show already. Di ba? Para makwento mo rin yung basketball career mo sa ating mga followers. We're still trying to find trying to get back the guest, no? His audio got cut.
Biglaan na.
Biglaan, no? We're nice discussion already about everything. People are asking, no, about tonight, where's that event going to be, etc., etc. Somewhere in Makati. This is the Toyota 50th reunion. But we are not at liberty to disclose the venue because of diba? Privacy reasons.
Privacy.
No?
Yeah, it's a private party.
Yeah. Mm-mm. At you'll abangan na lang po ninyo yung mga photos and perhaps videos and stories. No? I'm pretty sure may story na lalabas sa Rivalry Network pagkatapos nung party mamaya. or as they would say, tipar.
Tipar.
Oh, tipar. Tipar. Repa ngayon tawagan nila Sid, eh, di ba ni Coach Hill?
Repa,
And they always say Repang Mon Fernandez also, no? So, yun yung expression nila dati. And, so we're still hoping makabalik. Makabalik ito si, si Coach Ompong Segura. I wonder what...
Anong balita, Jay?
Medyo struggling siya. Wala naman daw siya ginalaw sa ano niya, pero apparently na-disconnect somewhere yung audio niya. Tapos ngayon, I asked him to disconnect sa StreamYard talaga and then to rejoin us.
Yeah, but he's not. He's still there. Eh.
Ah,
he has
okay.
to press. He has to leave the, ano, yung leave studio sa baba and then do whatever he did kanina to come back.
I'll tell him.
Pakisabi. Pakisabi. Sige. Tama, no? No? So, our guest, Coach Ompong Segura, was the most prolific scorer of Adamson back in the day, no? As in, mas mataas pa kaila Duremdes, ganyan. Kasi 27 points. Hindi man umabot ng ganyan sila Duremdes, di ba?
Hindi.
Di ba?
Mataas yun, 27, considering walang 3-point shot.
Correct. Eh, puro pass break nga. Di ba? Tsaka may tira rin daw sa labas, sabi nga ni Coach.
Saka puro, ano yan, 30 seconds pa yung shot clock. You could wave your free throws, di ba?
Correct. Yeah, so just a recap, no? We normally do this at the end, but let's do it now while there's a chance. Segura, he played at Adamson University. Yun nga, prolific scorer over there. Tsaka late bloomer si Coach Ompong. Sid, yun yung matindi ron, eh, di ba? College na naglaro ng organized basketball. That's crazy. If you think about how far he went in his career.
Yung success niya, di ba? Naglalahad lang daw siya on campus. Nakita siya ni Nick Jorge. Ah, matangkad to, ah.
Oh, maglaro ka nga.
Paano kung kunarin napaliko siya in another direction at hindi siya nakita ni Nick Jorge naglalakad, di ba? Alternate fated, history na yon.
fated to play na. You know, he did play the amateurs for UTivo. Training team lang, ha? Hindi naglaro ng official training team. Ah, official team ng UTivo yan. And despite that, was part of the 1972 RP youth team which won the championship here in Manila in the Rizal Memorial Coliseum. Then Toyota came, of course, in the Mika for a couple of seasons before Toyota moved up a team into the PBA in 1975. Played there for 3 seasons with Toyota. Kaya kasama siya dun sa reunion game na ginanap 20 years ago, ano? Sa Araneta Coliseum. Diba? So we're still trying to get him back in. Unfortunately, it's the audio that got disconnected, not even the video.
Apparently, ano, it seems his internet also has a problem kasi medyo choppy yung ano niya.
Hindi, pero he was okay. Eh. Kita-kita siya sa ano sa video. So it's really the audio that got cut.
Yeah.
We have some added information here, guys, from Jose Maria Bonifacio Escoda. Nga, nagsimula sa high school naman mag-basket sa Intrams. Pero sa college Intrams na-discover daw ni Nick Jorge. May ganun din. Remember, I think it was Padim Israel, no? Who has not been on our show, unfortunately. Na ganun din, no? He was just a walk-on sa Ateneo team. He was playing in the interim, then may nagsabi, try out for the team. And yeah, he became a star for Ateneo.
Si ano, ganun din daw. Jack Chia from Ateneo.
Yes. He was a walk-on as well.
Star player doon ng covered courts ng Ateneo. Uh-huh. And then, same with Josan Cervantes and Jairo Ibanez sa UP.
Ah, really? Okay, pati sila.
Star players sila ng engineering team ng UP.
Engineering team, yeah. Well, karamihan naman yata talaga ng time na yun. Ano eh.
Oh, maraming walk-ons naman nung sa UP. Ah,
Ryan Gregorio was a star player of the College of Mass Communication at that time. No? For IMC.
Mascom. Yeah. Nag-champion kami twice yata.
Oh.
With him as a point guard. Parang ganun.
And I think that we had I forgot na siguro a couple of guests na rin yata na ganun nangyari, no? Parang sinamahan lang nila yung kaibigan nila pero sila yung na-recruit or parang sila yung
Yes. May nag kwento nga ng ganun, no? Can't pinpoint which one. Pero someone is saying sana raw nasa 50th reunion ng Toyota tayo to cover the event. Well, we will be there, no? We don't know how much coverage we can do as far as yung live feeds or live blogs. or whatever because of the private nature of the event. But we will try to update everyone on what's going on. As it happens, later on, no? We will show some photos.
May message para ng isang former Toyota play. Inom na lang daw natin siya mamaya.
Sayang eh. Akala ko nga darating si Mr. Ricky Relosa mamayang gabi. Sarap sana.
Kala ko na po, uuwi ka. Ba't ka ganyan?
Tagayan sana tayo mamaya. Problema. Mr. Rodel Flores, we have already guested Mr. Chito Loizaga. Please look back at our past episodes on YouTube and you will find an episode with Mr. Chito Loizaga.
But
the rest of them have declined so far. No, Mr. Messrs. Patrimonio, Mamaril, and Distrito. Yan ang request ni Mr. Flores. Problema, ayaw pa nung tatlo. No? Mamaril, Distrito, and Patrimonio. Ayaw pa nila. So, wala namang
pilitan. Invited naman. Na-invite na sila.
Hopefully, eventually, umuo naman sila. So, but si Tochi, meron na yan. So, check it out.
Speaking of the Loizagas, kagabi, nagulat ako eh.
Yan.
May sumilip sa press room. Sabi ko, akala ko yung coaching consultant ng TNT. Joey Loizaga pala.
Akala mo si Coach Lale, right.
Just arrived from Australia, bale.
Naka-mask eh. Sumilip na ganun eh.
Well, someone's asking if Andrew Fields is coming. We doubt it. Because if he were coming, it would have been big news already na dumating siya rito.
But unless maybe, it's a surprise, ha?
Yeah, unless it's a surprise. Or we'll probably video connect to him later, no? And try to get him on at that party to talk to his teammates. Jay, anong balita? Is he trying kay coach?
No, we disconnected already sa messenger kasi sabi ko baka ano lang. So, ang instruction ko lang sa'yo to retry it. But I'll try to call him again if, ano, sige.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you should, kasi it's getting late na rin.
Oh, yeah. We have to, go into the segments if we can, no? If not, we'll have to defer already, but Yeah. So may mga request na rin sa atin to ask Dante Silverio certain questions. We'll see what we can do. Coach Dante, of course, we've also been trying to invite him on our show. He has declined, but we'll get us a chance to maybe to speak to him a little later at the Toyota 50th reunion. Baka makumbinsi pa natin mag-guess. If not, wala tayong magagawa talaga. It's very unfortunate kung hindi makabalik si Coach Ompong kasi we were getting into the towards the end already of the discussion ng kanyang karera. Kasi humuling hirit siya with UTEX, won a championship, left the PBA for a bit and came back for one more season in 83. But he's not far from the game, no? Sid, tuloy-tuloy pa rin ang kanyang pagko-coach, very involved, knows about the PBA. May nagtatanong kung may paraffo lang Toyota mamaya. Ay, sana meron, no? Sana manalo isa sa amin. Di ba?
Kahit na wigo man lang, okay na ako.
Oo, di ba? Kahit accessories, pwede na sa akin. Okay na yan. Puro Toyota yung ang auto ko eh.
Basta Toyota ang dadaling ko mamaya. No.
same. Diba? No choice naman ako. Yun talaga. Kaya nangyayari na. It's really just an audio problem. Ano, mukhang malabo na, Jay?
Apparently, it's an internet problem kasi yun nga, he couldn't get the message well. He can't hear me and I can't hear him. Medyo choppy yung usapan namin sa messenger. So, he's been trying daw. Ang sabi lang niya, ayaw raw talaga.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's I guess it's an unfortunate thing that we have to.
Yeah, I think. Well, I guess we'll have a part two. I guess let's just show the rest of the photos, no, Carla. Yeah. Let's go to the next photo. After that one of the team. Yeah, the next one, please. So here's an action shot. Philip says are getting the best of Coach Ompong in this shot. Bernie Fabiosa is there. This is UTEX already. That's Coach Ompong rather pala on the right side. He's just watching the action. Mm-hmm. Limengbeng is there. Roy Deles, Romeo Frank, Anthony Dasalia. And they called him Odi Segura, no? Odi Segura. They call him Rudy or Odi or Ompong or Rodolfo. Those were all his names that he was known by during his career. Tito Varela. Diba?
Saan kaya yung venue to, ano? Parang hindi sa Araneta eh. Something complex sa taas eh. Out-of-town game siguro. Ano?
It's just Agrix complex. No? It must be an out-of-town game.
Yeah.
Agrix. Ah, okay.
Oo nga, no? Familiar yung Agrix na yan before. Alam ko may film production dati yan na Agrix din eh.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great action photo. Sayang would have wanted him to see.
Yeah.
Is Segura part of the 1978 UTEX champion team? No. He was part of the 1980. Diba? 1980 champion team. That's where he was. Together with the other guys.
I would have wanted to ask nga, anong feeling niya noon winning that championship at the expense of his former team?
Yun na nga eh.
That would have been bittersweet ba o talagang all out na yung ano niya, celebration niya. Sayang.
Well, maraming request ngayon. No? Since we're having this lull nga, people are requesting. Sa Nick Bulaong daw, Padim, Rudy Soriano, Jonicio, eh, lahat hindi pa po umuoo sa amin. In fact, humindi na sa amin ang a couple of those guys. No? So, but we're hoping pa rin makuha natin yung mga yan as guests on this show. No? Umaasa pa rin kami. No? Pasensya na. Yung mga yan, gusto namin i-guest, but hindi sila umuoo. Eh. Okay, let's look at the next photo. Carla, please.
Officially, wala na talaga. So he sends his apologies. And I asked him if we will have a part 2 na lang.
Yeah, let's just have a part 2, kahit a short one lang, just to finish the story, that we can splice it together later on, guys, right? You know, you can splice it. Mm. You guys can do that. This is the last season. He took a break, and that's what I wanted to ask about as well, aside from the new text questions. Mm-hmm. He took a break from 81 to 82. And then came back, nakumbinsi siya maglaro dito sa Winston. This is the third conference, actually, kasi Sunkist at Manhattan yung first and second conferences. With a lot of other guests, no? Friends that we've had on this show. Yoyong Martires, Dodi Ramas, Noli Banate.
Django Arce.
Isa pa. Sino ba yan? Alan Abelgas, di ba? So yan yung mga nag-guest na rin dito, no? On our show. Si Nazar Batoon as well, who's not in this photo for some reason.
And Glenn McDonald, di ba? I think was the coach of this team.
Yeah.
Si Nick Jorge.
Yeah.
Ah, Tinik. Okay.
So, yeah. The third conference.
Yeah, I guess it was
si Glenn McDonald first conference.
Yeah.
Right. Different coaches
yan, ah. It was Nick Jorge who probably convinced him to come out of retirement kasi si Nick Jorge na nag-recruit sa kanya sa Adamson.
Ah, good diba? Point.
That's right.
So, tinawagan niya. Come out of retirement. I need you.
veteran leadership. Yeah.
Okay, and then next photo, meron pa ba? Just one more or two more?
And this is the reunion game.
This is not the reunion game. Yeah, this is
Legends. Parang
legends came. Well, former PBA players went to the PBA games and then posed for posterity. Yuri Rodriguez is there. Sambo is there. The late Egay Gomez. That's Commissioner Rudy Salud and the rest of them. Jawo. Commissioner yata si Sunny Barrios at this
time. Sunny Barrios.
25th year to.
Hector Calma is there.
Yes. Alan Kaidik.
Danny Florencio ba yan?
Yes, Danny Florencio was in town. The left, second from the left. Can't identify everybody, but you know, a lot of them are there. Oli Bauzon, beside Gil Cortez.
Worley Cuevas is at the right most. Kneeling.
Oh, si Worley ba yan? Oh, yeah, that is Worley. Okay. Oh. Who should have been our guest already and will be our guest hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Si Worley Cuevas. So that was of course Mr. Etanova beside the
sa Air 21 si
Alvarez.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was another thing and then the last photo. This is a more recent one na to. This is with Repang Mon and Ed. Yeah. Same guys in that picture earlier, actually, with the groovy forma with the open chest and all of that, the open shirts. Mm. It's Ed Camus, Mon Fernandez, Gil Cortez, and Ompong Segura with two UE guys, huh? Yep. Jericho Diniera and Alan Kaidik.
Yeah, I wanted to ask sana anong occasion to eh. Kasi 80s and 70s eh, di ba? 80s and 70s na ano eh, players.
Sayang. Yeah, sayang. Yeah. And then the last photo, you said there's one more. Let's show it.
Yeah, of course.
This is the best center. It used to be by Milo. Now it's just the best center. And, you know, we wanted to ask him about that because he's been doing that best center for 30 years. My son was his student there, no? So just recently, a few years ago. He's still doing that. Wanted to ask about that because that's one of the best programs all over, exactly. You know, dito sa ating bansa. So sayang, sayang. Sana we'll get nga that second part, guys. Just to finish out the story, no? Yeah. Let's finish out the story one of these days. So that was the time capsule brought to us by Fitbit. Of course, it looks like I also want to do a second part just so we can do our XSROs.
Yep.
Our seryosong tanong.
Seryosong tanong segment.
Your Barrio Fiesta question, Sid. And of course, the Hello Porky. So let's try to get him as soon as possible, even on a non-Saturday. Yeah. Just finish the episode with Coach Pompong. So I guess that does it for episode 164. Unfortunately, we had to cut it short. You know, sayang, di na kompleto ang story ni Pompong, pero bubuuin natin yan, guys. We have to. That's a commitment to our fans. Our followers, that we have to, you know, complete the story of Coach Ompong Segura. We got to get ready as well. Maya-maya, pupunta na rin tayo sa tipar ng Toyota. Mamayang gabi. So, dyan nagtatapos ang ating. Thanks to AO, to Philippine Sports Bureau and the PBA Archives. Salamat din sa, siyempre, mga sponsors natin dito sa show. San Miguel Corporation, you the man. Diba? You powered this show. Inilaban, seryoso, Fitbit. Of course, Barrio Fiesta. Di ko pa nasasali dyan. Pasensya na. And happy birthday this past week to Coach Fritz Gaston. Siya lang. One celebrant. Huh? That's very rare nowadays. Happy birthday the other day to Coach Fritz Gaston.
Happy birthday.
Okay. And then, that's it. Does it for us for 164. It's now in the books. But we'll have an extra portion. Promise sa inyong lahat. Let's set it na lang, Jay, ha, please. Tapos, gawin natin yan. Okay. Maraming salamat. God bless you all. We'll see you next week. We'll announce who our next guest is going to be as soon as possible on our Facebook page. Please follow.
Thank you. And stay
tuned
na.
Pasensya na po sa lahat. Stay tuned for our reports, no, on our Toyota, on the Toyota reunion later on. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. God bless you all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Carla, thank you. Aaron.
See you later. Mm-mm.